Hello and welcome to Building on the Bad, a special edition episode of Building a Furniture Brand with Ethan Abramson. On these special episodes, we hear from furniture company owners about the worst days that they have had and how they bounced back from the hard times. These quick looks are meant as inspirational episodes to remind you that even on the darkest days, good can come out of the bad. On this episode, I sit down with Susie McAfee, owner of Monarch Woodworks. If you want to hear the full story behind how Monarch Woodworks got started, check out the show archives, episode 159. Most furniture makers love getting orders for mass-produced pieces. Not only can you batch out the work, but it means there's enough demand for your work that multiple people or places want to own it. Susie's first large production run started out like a dream, which quickly turned into a nightmare. But would an unhappy commercial client, a literal no-shipping zone, and a global pandemic be enough to stop her from making things right? That story and the unexpected results coming up right after a quick word from our sponsors.
Introducing Astra HP, the newest high-performance innovation in cutting-edge technology from Bits and Bits. Let me tell you what's new about it. It's incredibly thin, measuring at just 0.3 microns. It's also tougher than ever with an impressive 5,000 Vickers hardness, and it's specially designed to reduce friction and heat buildup, leading to cleaner cuts and longer tool life. Available now on all their newest spiral CNC bits and router bits. So if you want to check it out yourself, go to bitsbits.com. That's BITSBITS.com.
One of the bigger jobs that I've had came via a showroom in Cape Town, and they contacted me about a little, so I call it the tribal nesting table that I make, and asked, would I be able to do 25 of them for a lodge for an interior designer? So I've never sort of done mass production like that, but it wasn't such a complicated thing. It's mostly CNC'd. I just had to do the sanding, assemble it all. I was like, how hard can it be? Great. I took the job and made these 25 tables and packaged them up, and then they were getting shipped to the Kruger National Park, which is at the top of the country. It's far. So off they went, and then everyone was happy. I got photos of them in this beautiful, like, luxury lodge, and everything was good until maybe about a month later. This is in the sort of COVID era, and they were just spraying sanitizer on everything to make sure, you know, it was up to the COVID regulations. And I got this photograph through from the showroom saying, oh, there's a problem with one of your tables at the lodge, and all the sort of ink that was used in the design had started to bleed through the wood, and it was looking like a mess. So I thought, oh goodness. So I said, look, you know, if you send it back to me, or I'll just send you another one, you know, let me just replace it. And then the next day, another one came through, and then it was like dominoes. Then there was basically 7 or 8 of these tables were just an absolute mess. And you know, your heart sinks, because now the showroom's pissed off, and the interior designer and the end customer, and I'm like, how can I fix this? But to get those tables back to me, because it was so far away, was going to be an absolute fortune. In fact, a courier can't even go into that region. It has to be, you know, delivered. There's no trucks allowed. So I was just in this, what am I going to do scenario, your heart sinks. And I ended up offering to go, and I kind of thought, if I can just get there or get the tops back, at least I can resand them all, put a different sealer on it, something more industrial, and then everything would be fine. But I just couldn't get them. So I offered, you know, is it a possibility that I could go there and, you know, take my sander and my equipment and sort them out on site? And they were like, well, yeah, if you'd be willing to do that. So I phoned my friend who lives not that close, but closer than me up in that area, and said, look, if I fly up to you, would you be up for taking a road trip with me in your car, and we'll go to this lodge? So she was like, yeah, I'm up for it. So booked a flight and off we went, and we rocked up at this like 5-star incredible game lodge, and they treated us like we were celebrity clients. We had champagne on arrival. They had everything sitted out. And once I knew that I could fix them fairly easily, we fixed them that afternoon. They came and said, oh, would you girls like to come on a game drive? And we had this basically 2-day luxury safari. And I came out of it smelling of absolute roses. Everybody loved me. They couldn't believe I'd gone to such lengths to fix it. And it just really turned into an absolute positive in the end, because then I had a relationship with the client directly, the interior designer was happy, the showroom was happy, and I got like a luxury holiday out of it with my friend. So it all worked out.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you liked what you heard and you got value out of it, please think about leaving a review and subscribing wherever you listen. To learn more about the series, please visit buildingafurniturebrand.com and feel free to reach out anytime with questions or guest suggestions to hello@buildingafurniturebrand.com. You can find me at The Build with Ethan on Instagram. Hope you enjoyed the show and can't wait to bring you the next one.